But this is the roughie. And I want you to listen very closely, because this is the greatest perversion on the American scene today. That's homosexuality. We are now up to 7 out of every 100. In Southern California, 22 out of 100. And the question is often raised, how do you develop a homosexual child? It's very simple. The finest people in all of the world produce homosexuals. They come out of a lot of Christian homes. This is how you develop one. It's not only important for this boy to relate to this man, but it's also important for this boy to relate, but not to over-relate to that woman. So I hope, ladies, if you have a son, that you are doing everything possible to affirm his masculinity, to push him out the front door. And every time he does anything of which you are proud in terms of his masculinity, you affirm it. You tell him, man, Mom's proud of you, buddy. You go out to the football game, and instead of getting all uptight over whether he's going to get a broken arm or something else, you yell your head off. That'll work your tension out. And you make sure you send them off to camp. I know you're going to set up the 7 sets of underwear all in the suitcase. He's going to come back at the end of next week with all 7 sets. You're going to have to peel the original ones off. Lady saying, oh my, I don't know how I'll make it sending my boy to camp. So you mean how you'll make it or he'll make it? So he'll do well. Our problem will be with you. The hardest thing to get women to do is to let go of that grip. That's called emotional incest. It's lethal. It's also important for this girl not only to relate to her mother, but to relate to her father, but not to over-relate. And I have a girl in counseling right now. Was married to one of our men. Lovely person. What a couple. Fantastic. This girl's so much in love with her husband, she can taste it. She knows the Word of God from the front end to the back end. I think she's memorized every passage on sex. But every time she gets close to her husband, she just breaks out in the most violent rash. Because she over-related to a father in the ministry. My little girl. I'll show you how you over-relate. This man will over-relate to that girl when he stops loving that woman. This woman will over-relate to that boy when she stops loving that man and responding to his love. That's why the most secure child in all of the world is a child who is reared in a home where he always knows he's number 2, never number 1. Your mother is number 1. Your father is number 2. And it really makes very little difference, friends, what you say as a man to your children about sex. Very little difference. But it makes all of the difference in the world how you as a man relate to that woman. And if you love that woman, and if you magnify that woman, and if you are tender to that woman, and if you model before that boy what it means to love your wife as Christ loved the church, you will never produce a pervert. There is no way. My boy came flying through the front door some time ago. My wife and I were embracing in the living room. He was bringing his buddy. He said, good night. We're going to have to wait a minute. Says, why? What's the matter? Ah, I said my parents are in there smooching again. Well, the kid said, let's go in. I said, this goes on all the time around our house. The little kid looks him straight in the eye and says, boy, Bill, it must be fantastic to have a father that loves your mother. He said, I don't even know who my father is. Every night we got a different jerk in this house. Must be wonderful to have a father that loves your mother. And my friend, to a kid who takes that for granted, he gets a liberal arts education crammed right down the center of his throat. Greatest thing you can do for your child, gentlemen, in terms of their sex education, is to love your child's mother. And don't be ashamed to express it. Now, don't evaluate this on the basis of your kids, especially if they're teenagers. You know, because every time you embrace, oh no, here we go again. Tongue sickening. Man, that's the most secure thing in a person's life.